The U.S. Secretary of State says Washington will hold accountable all those involved in the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Mike Pompeo made the statements during a phone conversation with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, calling on Riyadh to do the same. Meanwhile, in Paris, U.S. President Donald Trump and his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan discussed Khashoggi's murder. The talks took place on the sidelines of a ceremony marking the 100 years of armistice in the French capital for the First World War. Saudi authorities have admitted that the murder of the dissident journalist in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul was premeditated. Ankara maintains that the killing was ordered by the highest levels of the Saudi government. For more on that, we are joined by Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor of the Culture Wars Online magazine. Thank you very much, Mr. Jones, for joining us regarding this issue. Now, when the U.S. says that they will be holding accountable, what exactly do they mean? We haven't seen not even any strong comments coming from the Trump administration regarding Khashoggi's murder. Are they actually really going to follow that up? How important is it to them?
Well, it was Rahm Emanuel who said you should never let a crisis go to waste. And I think this is what's going on right now. The CIA, I think, is trying to evaluate this crisis. In order to understand their point of view, I think we have to realize that Mohammed bin Salman is not the CIA man. He was not the CIA man in Riyadh. That guy was taken out when Mohammed bin Salman took office. And so we might see, I think what we're seeing here is that the CIA sees this as an opportunity to get rid of a guy that they don't particularly like. They never really got along with him. The United States has now said that it's going to stop refueling flights for the airplanes attacking Yemen. I think that they could also use this as a way to marginalize Jared Kushner, because he was the one who was the closest friend of MBS. I think that what all along, for 10 years now, the military had been telling the president, whoever it was, that they can't militarily attack Iran. And this may be, if they break with Salman, if MBS, they fracture the alliance between Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United States, that will postpone that attack. And so maybe they'll take that into account, because they don't really want to do it anyway. And they use it to purge MBS and put their own guy back in charge.
And Mr. Jones, we haven't seen also Mr. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Turkish president, at least giving all of the evidence that they have and making all the evidence that they have public regarding what they know about Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Why is the Turkish government holding that back?
Well, as far as I know, they're not holding it back. The United States government, the Turks shared the audio of Khashoggi's murder. He apparently said the last thing he said was, "I'm suffocating." So I think they are sharing the information with him, because I think that Erdogan sees his moment of opportunity. He doesn't want to let the crisis go to waste either. He says he's expanding his influence over the Middle East at the expense of Saudi Arabia. You have to remember, Saudi Arabia came into existence in rebellion against the Ottoman Empire. It was the British, it was Lawrence of Arabia who fomented that rebellion. And the Turks have always considered this part of their empire. And this may be their chance to at least increase their influence over this part of the world.
So, Mr. Jones, are you saying that this is actually a war that these countries are carrying out against bin Salman? What are they seeking? Are they seeking to put him aside? What is the final goal?
I don't think they have any confidence in this guy. I don't think they have confidence in his judgment. I don't think they have confidence in his ability to put an end to the war in Yemen. I just don't think they have trust in him. And I think they're going to use this crisis as a way of just getting rid of him and putting someone more reliable on the throne in Saudi Arabia.
Thank you very much, Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor of the Culture Wars Online magazine, with his take regarding Jamal Khashoggi's murder.